WFFF69.
Look at you go.
I know, hurts to walk, but I'm going up north for you.
You got a chauffeur?
Yeah, me. I got new compression socks and a new ankle brace I'm trying. Or ankle support thing.
You want me to wait and either ride with me or...
No, because I got to go to Greenville, too. So I got the work stuff in here and suitcase and all that.
Oh, you're still after it? Is that GL?
Well, somewhere. So, yeah, I'm planning for a weekend away. As much as I still wanted to go with you tomorrow, I'm like, I already, yeah.
Hotel Waters? I hear he built a new pad, and he's got a bolt and a truck to pull it.
I heard he put 38 on it at speed, so. He was, of course, I was going to grab the radios from him, but now he wants them.
Yeah, I hope somebody comes along with some batteries. So I got most of my batteries on my cash radios I have are no good.
Yeah, I'm... Same way. They're, he did get a bunch of speaker mics, I guess.
I was just hoping one of the organizations that was using them, you know, it's a fundraiser and they had extra funds. I'm, trying to be cool on my stool and watching my fuel mileage today. Being it's the fourth trip up there. That's, starting to get a lot of slack about that.
Well, does last weekend count? Wasn't that considered sightseeing during a camping trip? Or was that 2 weeks ago? I forget now.
No. No, that was not, because nobody went with me.
Well, that wasn't your fault. You know, if someone, the seat was open, I would think, that someone wanted to go fight the family trip to go on sightseeing.
Couldn't because she had to watch the boys because both Kayla, Scott had to take Jaden to Mackinac and Kayla had some conference in Saginaw or something she had to go to, so there was no option for that. But anyways, I'm going. Here we are. Sorry I don't have no tea, but we're going to be there. Hopefully I get a text that I got millions in my offshore account. We got deposited.
Christ, that's, yeah. I just, what started off is our systems are hacked. That's what the bank says. Turned into, well, whoever they were talking to at the bank wasn't really at the bank. And they gave our two-factor code. She gave them the two-factor code. I'm like, well, that's how they got in.
but it sounded so real.
Well, yeah, the bank wanted to confirm my identity. And I'm like, no. And it wasn't until like an hour I'm into this incident that I finally told everybody to hold their horses and stop. Start from the beginning. Coupon, you know, step-by-step process. Okay, well, on the second go-around, it comes out. Well, yeah, they have verified my identity, and I'm like, how did they verify? Well, they asked me to use my authenticator app and read using the code.
By then, the account was drained because everything was in the offshore account.
Well, they were doing a transfer from savings to an ACH checking because you can't, our account won't let you, you can't go out, make external in and out on the savings, only on the checking, so... And then there's a 24-hour hold on that. Well, they made the transfer. The bank froze everything. The bank did freeze everything, like, before they even contacted us. And I'm like, so now they were talking to the bank this morning, or yesterday morning. Because the first call she got from the quote-unquote bank was yesterday at 3 o'clock. And they spoofed a number that does come back to our bank. Okay, but then this morning when they called again to reissue, to re-verify, you know, so they could go back in, the number they spoofed was a bank in Texas this time. And I'm like, you guys, this isn't even...
Yeah. Yep. One of the things, but it sounded so real.
So now Monday, I have to sit down with manager, ownership and management, come up with a plan of what we're going to do to increase the security and tech and knowledge of all of our employees, especially ones who handle banking transactions. Never mind, I have to go to Greenville and do all that crap, but I was told to enjoy my weekends.
But it sounded so real.
And I was kind of like, as she said it, and I just said, I could hear my boss going, oh no. I said, it was like limbs. I'm like, that was you giving them, and that was a thing where, you know, no one will ever ask you if you're a two-factor. I said, Mr. Burrow might, only if he's with you. Or I will if I'm helping you. I said, the bank doesn't need your two-factor. The bank has more power than you into your account.
One gets me his mom's charger, so I don't know how they do it, but they get in, they get her address, know what her bill is, all that stuff. So they've almost got her once, but I've got her, I'm pretty sure that I've got her taught that if anybody calls and wants information, you don't give them any information. Tell them they need to talk to your son. So the one charter call, they actually did. She gave them my number, and they called me. You know, and I knew right away what was going on by, you know, what they called and the stuff they were saying. So I've, you know, she's 82. But I've got her learned, you know, don't give any information out. The only thing you tell them, I don't care how true it is, tell them they need to talk to your son.
Yeah, the elderly are such easy targets with these scammers. So. And I'm like, and our new controller is my age, so like, oh, I just, yeah.
Go back to the, but Fred, it sounded so real.
Our system, the bank says our system is hacked. This happens a lot. Okay? And do you have we have two-factor on our banking. So that means they have to have your phone on. And then, so now I'm like, thinking, okay, well, I want to put a hardware file in. So I'm going to receive the bank supports hardware tokens. Yeah. And people bitch that I, you know, the security's too high anyways, you know, and I'm like, these are the users.
Can't you two-factor to your phone?
Well, so that opens up another attack vector that I have seen hit. You know, employees on we don't have corporate devices for phones like that. You know, if it was an iOS device, then I wouldn't feel too bad about the security with the authenticator app, but, you know, we get an employee with a crappy Android that's not been updated, and that Android gets rooted or something, you know, authenticator apps are okay, but physical hardware like UDTs or hardware tokens, those are, you know, you have to physically have it physically on the device to kind of feel. Oh, no wonder that guy got behind me. The sheriff just came up my ass.
Nice. No, I meant if you two-factored to your phone, then you would know what was going on because you'd be wondering why they want authorization.
Oh, we've got six people that go in and out of the bank all the time. So, no, I can't. Sorry, we have six people that like can do full banking. Plus, every office, there's at least one person that can, their logins process checks. So, like, you know, they have the check readers and all that, but no, I don't need those alerts going to my phone. I get enough of my phone. know, so.
Yeah, I didn't realize there was that much going on. But...
yep. You know.
I don't know. It is what it is, I guess.
That sheriff. I was doing 75. He blew by me, and I can't see him now. No lights or anything. Well, you're going to be far enough ahead of me. You should have the VHF all set and done before I even get there.
Yeah, hopefully. Brad's coming down from Sioux to pick up a set of flat packs, I guess, from Greg's engine to him last night, so.
Is Drake going to come help us?
What? You guys are up early. KVSWR from KEGNWN on statewide 2.
My radio's trying to roll. Yes, we're headed to Mackinac. Why aren't you?
You trucking on a Saturday? Yep, trucking right to Mackinac. It's probably easier to get away with going up north trucking than pick up trucking. You know, big truck trucking, making money. Well,
all right, now that the radio roamed over to James Township, Saginaw County. Yeah, why aren't you headed to Macomb, Ben? Go on now.
I guess I wasn't special. Nobody told me about it.
Oh, well, there's still time. I'm just coming up to Bertrand.
Yeah, you could jump into the thread and I could bring you back. And that's not true about who told me. I told you when we were going up there. That's the possibility if we were going up and you said you were busy today because you had a transmitter to go to get internet, so.
Well, I do have a 10 a.m. appointment at a transmitter, so. There is that, but you said a possibility. You didn't say it was in stone. Except maybe. When I hear about a fight, usually he tells me at 3 or 4 on Friday evening.
Well, it's usually because you, well, to see if you can help, but I already knew you couldn't help, so. That's that.
Yeah. Are y'all, gonna help Brad up there?
Brad's supposed to be coming down to get a set of flat packs, so. But then he said he had wedding stuff to do today. I don't know what that meant. Is he getting married, or does he DJ weddings, or cook for weddings, or what? I don't know. I didn't ask.
Last time I talked to him is when I was up in the Sioux.
Okay.
How was his death? Or is it too high, too low?
Sounds like he just rolled out of bed.
No, I didn't just roll out of bed. I've been up for a little bit.
I think it sounds very good windshield.
Kamikaze bug.
And I don't know if I even, I don't really have a passenger seat right now. I'd have to Tetris things into the back, but yeah.
I don't think Jeff has a front passenger seat or a back seat.
Well, you know.
That was the one thing I liked about my Tahoe. I used to be able to fit a lot of stuff in there.
Oh, I got a lot of stuff in here.
Yeah, you do, but can't get a lot of stuff and passengers in it.
Most of the time I can pull out what I need, but there was this one time up north that I didn't have what I needed.
Oh, I'm still on James Township. Oh, wait, we're still going... Never mind, I could be on James, because it's still northwest or west of me, yeah.
Well, it depends on where you're at.
North of Dixie now, so, yeah, still west of it, aren't I?
Roger. And it's starting to rain.
No way.
Mackinac Bridge, 150 miles.
Oh, you must be, by the same time?
Standish.
Nah, I can't really tell. I just There's a little bit of rain right here. All right, Bay County. WFSR.
Are you going all the way up to? For station ID, this is KEANWN.
Nobody else would go with those, so yes, I dragged my ass out of bed.
It's fun times.
Well, I figured after you guys tried two Saturdays to get repeaters installed, you guys needed to call in the expert.
Well, I was only there once, to be fair. I don't know what happened with the other one there. Did y'all ever figure out what happened with it? Didn't we put one in there last week?
That one that Paul brought up? He said his wire broke off, I guess.
Okay.
Fred's just going up because he knows he can stop and get some fudge.
That's what I forgot to do when I left last week.
Did I already miss the exit for Anderson?
Should be coming up soon if you just came into Bay County, exit 160.
I already passed it. I'm coming up to 162. Huh. I didn't even realize that. I'm further along about, what, a mile?
Well, at least you can Cloverleaf there at 162, so you can jump on 10 west and then jump right back off on 75 south.
It was at 675 that was throwing me off going around that way.
Oops.
If I told you I had the traffic engineer's number and his boss's number, would you believe me?
Did they actually get that? Who's doing it?
I didn't hear the question.
You said, is that who got that
cop? They're kind of wobbly. Well, they pointed some things out to them that needed to be changed, and they did change the one thing. The others they're working on, but the one thing on the north end there, where 675 in its original configuration had you merging down to one lane to get on to 75, and they went through there on Thursday. And it's like, man, this does not work. You can't bring four lanes to two lanes and then bring two lanes to one lane there. It's not going to work. And they said, oh, yeah, we dropped the ball on that one. So they went and covered up the merge signs and put some barrels up because they had traffic coming from Adams get-on ramp there. It's just the bottom of Z-Bridge. Pushed that over to the left and allowed two lanes to flow from 75 from 675 on the 75. They still have to go back and do some markings, but they couldn't get the contractor out there. Supposed to do that this week, but yeah, that solved one problem because I went through there last night and that was not backed up last night on a Friday night like it was on Thursday night.
I'm still on James County. What the hell?
Yeah, that repeater works.
We're the baby by now.
Good morning, West Branch.
It's going to be kind of hard to go past exit 310 when we go by.
Well, I'm sure.
What are you on, King County? No, here at West Branch.
Top of the hill. Be probably dropping out here soon.
Man, please put your back that ass up. You a fine looking rookie. Put your back that ass up.
You know, if only we had a repeater up here somewhere. Well, Mount Tom or Roscommon or somewhere up here. Indian Springs. Woohoo! 79 mile an hour, I'm getting 33 miles a gallon.
For some reason, I think the fine print says you're going downhill.
Wow.
I'm only hitting 18.2.
Yeah, but what does that symbol on the steering wheel say?
Okay, the power lights are working.
That thing got a hammy in it?
Yes, it does. Last night I went to Costco and put a tank of premium in it.
Oh, how's that work out for you?
Oh, I always do. It's like 340 or 350 a gallon.
There goes a Hyundai.
Yeah, about $85 to fill that tank.
Is Costco gas that cheap? I pay that for the mid-grade for my Hemi.
They only give you that's premium there. They only have regular and premium, but yeah. So what I pay usually for my mid grade is premium.
I'm hoping it's a little cheaper in Gaylord.
So because I'm stopping at an office, this is all a work expense.
Oh, man. Real hiring. I need a job like that.
I know we just hired a new truck driver at the plant.
As many offices as they got, as much running as you do, Fred, I think you should hire me as your office building / installer guy, you know, and give me $100,000 a year in a vehicle.
$100,000 in a vehicle? What's up with that? I don't even get that. I don't know what's going on with our Hastings office. I haven't heard. It's been almost 2 weeks. And I asked 2 weeks ago, I said, hey, where are we at with the plans with the builder and all that? Because September 10th or 11th, or no, 9th, sorry, September 9th was the day I was told we were supposed to be trying to move. And I'm like, I haven't heard anything from anybody.
Hello, Ross Common County.
I think I finally moved over to Payne County. I'm on the Byron Fair, which I think is Payne County.
How far north are you now?
He said Roscommon, but I wonder why don't you get the feeling he's got a repeater under his butt?
No, I mean you since your radio finally jumped over to a different pair.
Before.
Oh, he just went over to analog. I think I can see Payne County right now. I think that's the tower right over there. So that puts me going underneath Coggins Road. So I'm at the 178.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I was into Roscommon County, and then when you drop down the other side of that hill, it was gone. But, Peter.
And his analog node is crappy cell coverage.
Wonder how his radio is doing that I aligned for him the other day.
With the new antenna installed and the alignment seems to be working good.
Oh, that's good. He definitely didn't sound happy the other day.
KBSWR.
WAFS.
KEAMWN.
13 miles to Mackinac Old Bridge.
I have rain.
Well, it means you washed that bug off the windshield. Yeah, I didn't ask you, Fred. I don't know if you were in between spots. Does my audio sound good on my desk mic?
He didn't trust what I told him.
I just mainly didn't want it sounding like Hurley down there when their public safety talks on the radio. Either mic was hotter than a firecracker.
K12 at Gaylord. KBSWR. What a deal, what a bargain. There's another $60. KBSWR, Gaylord. Look at that sunrise. Beautiful. Adam, great. You guys on the channel? Best of your.
KEAFTW. Yeah. KBSWR. Hey,
I hear you. KEAFTW.
I guess they got it on and blubbering. I'm still in Max City, so. Alrighty. KBSWR.
Hey, teammate, say what you. KBSWR. You got yours all set up and running right now, Fred?
The other thing there, I forget what you call it, but the dummy loader. So that's all set in. Got the
put that in between the transmitter and the can. And transmit side, obviously.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So we're in there. Oh, yeah, we're all good here. So. Yep. And another one goes circulators. Yeah, I want to get one for the VHF too.
Yeah, VHF ones aren't as easy to come by, but. It depends on what you're running on VHF, and 8400, 8300, it's a really good idea to have that in there, because they're kind of, they live on the edge, you know, the way they're set up inside.
Yeah, yeah, we know that one. Yeah, just two mobile radios in there, so yeah. Yeah, I guess the same for VHF, but the VHF, I'm not too worried about, but it'd be kind of nice to have still, just because I do have a 3000 sitting around, so if it ever does go, it'll go. They can, you know, that's no big deal. And 8300, I have another 8300 for backup as well. So.
Well, cool. I just, you kind of know what it's going to cover, because it's going to cover the same thing as the other one was covering. So there you go. I just wonder how far north this one's going to cover now.
Hey, we got to shut this one off for a few minutes.
Hey, talk to you later. KVSW.
KVSW.
Hey, DMH, stay with you. Hey, DMH, doing power output tests.
KVSW.
Were you on to KEAMWN?
Yeah.
Ping counting. Wait a minute, where'd he go? Is it not online? Alrighty, I see it on the network now. WFSM.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, looks like it's done raining. Can you hear this somewhere?
Try it over here.
I couldn't understand anything you said. It was rah, 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 rah.
Well, it's because I'm on my laptop, so.
Yeah, that sounds all absolutely horrible. I can't even understand what you're saying.
Well, that's because I'm mumbling, too.
Yeah, for what it's worth, it's really muffled on my end, too.
I hope it's worth all the effort.
Should be. Be kind of nice. Want some people start playing on it to kind of see what kind of coverage it gets there.
Give me SWR. Can you still hear me now? Alrighty. Keep it up over here.
How far from the site are you?
Oh, I don't know. I got my tracker on. Kind of hard to tell up here, you know what I mean? Getting ready to turn on stuff from the road.
Copy that. The big man probably can see the signal strength.
What'd you do? Make Fred mad? Run? Make him run away? Jesus, there we are. Hopefully, you knew it was not a network card. I think this one's working pretty good for being in the trees. Give it us still here. Cheese puffs, peanut butter drill skull cookies, supper of champions. Actually really impressed with working this far down in these hills and stuff. Or valleys, I mean. KBSWR Stuffsonville. Must be Lansing. KBSWR. KBSWR.
KBSWR. KBSWR.
Hello?
KBSWR 237.